in the act of prayer. Matthew, this is the third week, Matthew 28 quickly. We'll be very fast today. 18 to 20. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth." All authority. He didn't say some. He didn't say few. He said, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth." And I said, "Go therefore and make disciples of every nation." He said, "Baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost." He said, "Teaching them to observe all what I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Hallelujah. And we look at, we say this is Matthew Sunday, right? Of what Jesus taught within the 40 days. Matthew summarized that instruction he gave. To be what? Go make disciples. I hear you. That instruction, Matthew. So my dad, go make disciples. Go make disciples. Mark, in Mark 16, from verse 15, Mark will call it, he says, "Go into the world, and into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creation." He says, "He who believes and is baptized shall be saved. The he who does not believe shall be condemned, shall be damned. Now the this sign shall accompany them that believe." Now, you know, Mark brings out the, let me call it this way, please permit me, Kabi. Now, Mark will bring it out as the, we'll call it the, Matthew will focus on the discipleship aspect. Matthew will focus on the discipleship aspect of that instruction. Are you hearing it? Mark will look at that instruction for what will happen before you start the discipleship. Do you understand? What will lead to that discipleship? Are you following me? So it's all that for passing is the same, because you cannot make disciples when they are not saved. Are you hearing it? So when they go make disciples, does it include they are going to the world and preach the gospel? It does. You understand? It does. Are you following me? Is that in Luke? He says that repentance and remission of sins will be preached in his name to all the nations. You see that? It's the same instruction. That's Luke 24:49. In John 21, you tell John, "He who sin," "he who sin you forgive is forgiven. Say, he who you retain is retained." Hallelujah. When you will have the forgiveness of sin, it is the message of salvation. Are you following that? So it's the message of salvation that will have the forgiveness of sin. So he tells him that what? Let me put it like this. John will now write it from that aspect to make you see what has happened in salvation. When that message is preached, we will receive the forgiveness of sins. See? Are you following that? Hallelujah. Are you following that? So is it the same instruction? It's the same instruction. Glory to God. It is the same instruction. Remember, it was an instruction they received for the 40 days. So it will be the assembly of what Jesus instructed them to do within 40 days, within that 40 days. Are you following me? Hallelujah. Are you following me? Glory to God. Hallelujah. So therefore, we can say that the call to salvation is the call to discipleship. The call to salvation is the call to discipleship. The call to discipleship. Hallelujah. So where would that discipleship take place? When he says, go make disciples, multitude. Go make apprentices. Go make students. That's a Greek word. To make apprentices.
said, go make apprentices, go make students of every nation. Now when you say go make students, what you have in the background,
remember we said that word, go make students, that word matitio will have a whole lot in the background.
It will have a discipline in the background, which is the skills. It will have what? An assembly in the background, right? Right? So we began to look at that of a skill when we're discussing
the church and the local church, right?
Hallelujah. Well, in the background, you have the local church, a garden. When you go make students to go enroll them in a standard of learning. So what you have in the background will be what? A local assembly, a gathering. Do you understand it? You have in the background a gathering,
showing that discipleship can only be
effective in the gathering. Are you hearing me? Discipleship can only be effective in
the local church. That effectively discipled in the local church.
You can't be discipled outside the local church. I didn't say you may not be. I said you cannot. You cannot be discipled outside the local church.
Amen. Amen.
Are you following that? Glory to God. So we began looking in this teaching. We looked at the
attribute of a disciple. I would say that in discipleship, one of the attributes you have is that we imitate Christ in the scriptures and in the men he has given to us, right?
But I would say we imitate Christ in the scriptures and in the men he has given to us. Are you following that? So we take Christ in the scriptures.
And from the scriptures we saw that what? John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word.
The Word was with God, and God is the Word. So we saw that in the scriptures that Jesus is God in man. Right? We saw that from the scriptures.
And Jesus prayed. So that means God prayed.
Are you following that? We saw that Jesus prayed. It means that God prayed. Hope you are following me.
Amen. God prayed to show us that prayer is important in the Christian world.
Prayer is important in the Christian world. I was supposed to tell somebody this in the course of the week that a believer that does not give priority to prayer is a careless believer. The careless believer. Carelessness.
Hallelujah. Because God prayed. God prayed. Hallelujah. And we saw last week why he prayed. We said why he prayed was because of why he came.
And why did he come? The salvation of men. So his prayer was because of the salvation of men.
Hallelujah. But because of the salvation of men, he prayed the way he did.
He prayed the way he did because of what? The salvation of men. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. And we saw the same thing in the apostles.
They prayed the same way Jesus did.
The apostles prayed the same way Jesus did. They followed the same pattern of Jesus' prayer. We saw we saw Acts 4. How they prayed. The place where they were shaking. And we said that word shaking doesn't imply the walls and the bricks began to shake. No, it is referring to the activities of men. Hallelujah. It shows that they were involved in the prayer. Right? So that they were involved in the prayer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And remember, it's a report. It's a third party report.
So the writer wants you to have a glimpse of what was happening there. So he will now put the place where they were was shaking.
This is referring to the activities of men. Are you following me?
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
So the apostles still prayed the same way Jesus prayed. So that means we can now say
that prayer is molded for us by Jesus in the scriptures. It's molded for us by Jesus. Look at Luke 22. Let's go back to Luke 22. It looks like it's our 10th scripture. Luke 22. Now, there are a few things I need you to see. Before we look at that, you discover that
most times when Jesus wants to pray, or when Jesus goes out to pray, or he goes to pray, we discover that many times, he withdrew himself, sometimes to a lonely place, to a desert to pray. Just to a mountain to pray.
It's for a reason. I'm going to show us that. Hallelujah. He withdrew himself from people to pray. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're going to see that as we discuss. Look at verse 41. It says, and he was withdrawn from them about a stone throw, and he knelt down and prayed. Take note of that. He knelt down and prayed. Verse 42, saying, Father, if it is thy will, he said, let take this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will but yours be done. Verse 43. This is a summary of what he said. Don't like, but the whole time he was there, but the whole Father is your will. Let your will be done. Father, it is your will. It's a summary. It's a summary. Glory to God. It was a summary of what he heard him say. Glory to God. Verse 43. Then an angel appeared to him from heaven, strengthening him. Verse 44. And being in agony. Take note of that. Being in agony. Who was in agony? Jesus. Can we put it like this? And God was in agony. Being in agony. God. Being in agony. Verse 44. He prayed more earnestly. Then his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down the ground. This is not figure of speech. This is speech of figure.
This is what it is. Hallelujah. This is not figure of speech. The figurative expression of how we find that. No, his sweat was. Hallelujah. That's what it is. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. He prayed that way. Luke said he prayed in agony.
That word agony. Agony.
Is the word in the Greek that implies a contest. A contest. Meaning it was a contest. Are you hearing me? He was in contest.
You know when someone is in contest, you could say he was bodily involved. Like there's something he's fighting. He's in contest. His body was involved. I hear him.
Oh, you know God.
It's Jesus, so. You know these Jesus thing that we watched while growing up. We don't like one of the president of like some. I mean, the stupid people say, now when you are big, you pray to God in a big man way, oh Father, I know you, know me, I know you. The word became flesh was an agony. You know what it is? Hallelujah. He was bodily involved. Are you hearing me? You know, in this part of the world, when you pray that way, you'll come out to drop, hope there's no problem. No, they think there was a problem when you pray that. Hallelujah. But he was bodily involved in the prayer. His mind, his emotion, his everything was involved in that prayer. Amen. Glory to God. His hands were involved, his legs were involved.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. What does this tell you?
It shows us
that prayer is a serious business. It's a serious matter. Not he was praying and was thinking about no. Hallelujah. His heart was in the prayer. His thinking was in that prayer. His body was involved. Are you hearing me? Glory to God. We'll get to see that
as we continue. You know, prayer is a serious business. Especially when it comes to praying for lives. Especially when it comes to praying for lives, men and women concerning salvation. Glory to God. I shared and
gave an illustration of a lady who met Pastor Shegu, right? Right? Okay. He said he met
Pastor Shegu and told Pastor Shegu that
his father was involved in an occultic. Do you understand? Or was occultic. And Pastor Shegu said that he opted for them to pray. Hallelujah. A lady. So when they met to pray, somewhere in Lagos. Hallelujah. When they went to pray, the lady just lifted up his hand. So let us thank him. He did not need to be there. He was not. He always went up. That is a believer. Oh, like she's a he's a believer now. We thank you because you have to stay with me. You don't do like that. Oh, Father, I will thank you. You know, when we pray, we believe in your heart, that heart I will receive. Father, I will thank you.
You have not prayed. Say, Father, I will thank you.
He's doing the work of ministry. How?
No. You know, when she was done with that, are you done? Now let's pray. This is salvation matter.
Hallelujah. And then when they held their hands and you know, shook the hand and they prayed. And when they were done praying, I said, okay, let's give thanks.
She couldn't even give.
You know, they give thanks. Sing in tongues. Your tongues is, you are singing it to them. You know, your kid is also.
Hallelujah. You prayed. Glory to God.
I remember one day I went to pray in school with some brethren. We were praying concerning something. When we were concerning something. So, permit me, I'm going to use what I used to say here. God will correct it to this teaching.
Are you hearing me?
So, we just stopped praying. And we just started praying. And I told you, if you laugh, right, we will revive your salvation. So that day we are going to grow in the spirit. You know what that means. So you want to pray.
We're getting to 20 minutes. We're not. I'm sincere. We're getting to 20 minutes. The bird answered, "Whoa!
What happened?" He said, "You know. Let me go. You know, Pastor said, when you get the conviction in your spirit."
He said he got caught, but we just start praying.
You know, like, you don't get conviction. I don't have a conviction. I didn't pray. And that woman, how that prayer ended? You know, pray away.
You understand? It's laziness. So when you get conviction,
have you heard that before? So pray when you get that conviction. Pray at the end. That is the mark of victory in prayer. Ike, you are smiling.
Do that not smile. Amen. Amen. So lovely. There are a lot of things that we did
there that we can't do now. I can't do now. God of the prayer. I just, yeah, I remember we were praying for the school.
So those were one of the prayers I usually organize. So we just got to pray for school. And 20 minutes we've ended prayer. We've ended it. Amen. She has gotten conviction and
we ended prayer. No. Prayer is a serious business. Hallelujah. It's a serious business. There's some people who tell you it's not about how long, it's about how well. No. How long is included? Just pray on and what was he praying for?
Man.
He prayed all night to be 6 to 6. So it is not about, it's not just about how well, how long is included.
Are you hearing me? It's not just about how well, how long is included too.
He prayed all night. He will dream them to pray. In Mark, they looked for him all night, they didn't find him. He went out to pray. Are you hearing me? He went out to pray.
So how long too is important. Not just about how well. How long is important.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When it comes to praying as regards salvation,
we must get, we must, you know, remember I said I'm going to teach us about prayer bodies, right?
That is, we're going to talk about prayer bodies
as we teach today.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
So, the prayer body. So, I said we're going to talk about prayer body. But you know, something very important is that when it comes to praying as regards salvation, as regards salvation, you must know it's a serious matter. Remember when we saw last week that prayer is not about things.
No.
It's not about things. And when I pray concerning the growth of the gospel, I'm praying for men. Right? I'm praying for men. If it's about the growth of the gospel, if I'm praying concerning the gospel, I'm praying for men. So I must always understand that. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
So when we talk about bodily involvement, we will talk about speaking of prayer bodies. Because why?
No, as regards men concerning their salvation, what we know, the fact, or we know what awaits a man.
We know what awaits a man if he doesn't, if he is not born again. What awaits the man? John 3:16. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish. So a man who doesn't believe is condemned. Right? And is on his way to being perished. He's condemned. He's without God in this world. So we pray that way.
Hallelujah.
We get bodily involved in that kind of prayer. We get bodily involved in that kind of prayer. Because you know what awaits them if you don't receive the gospel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
So such prayer, you see yourself, you express the burdens or the burdens of the Father in your prayer. What is God's wish for a man? What's God's wish? 1 Timothy. What's God's wish for a man? Chapter 2, verse 4. He says, he desires all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. All men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. So this is God's desire for man. So, you know, this is God's desire for a man. Remember, when we talked about the inward witness, we said the believer has the emotions of God, right? Did we say that? We said the believer has the emotions of God. The believer has the emotions of God. So in the place of prayer, we express the emotions of the Father. We express the emotions of the Father. Hallelujah. We express the emotions of the Father. I want something that the prayer point is you praying out with the emotions of God. The emotions of God is now expressed in your prayer. Is now seen in your prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The emotions of God is now seen in your prayer. Paul shows us that he prayed the same way for the church at Galatia. Galatians 4. Quickly, verse 19. Galatians 4, 19. He said, my little children, for whom I labor in death again until Christ be formed in you. Whom I labor in death. Now what tribal or labor is in the Greek, odino. Odino. That word implies to be in trust. In trust. Trust is spelled T-H-R-O-E-S. That is to be in agony, to be in pain. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. To be in pain. To be in bodily contest. To be in bodily contest. It's an archival in bed. So that travail will involve Paul's prayer also. That travail will involve Paul's prayer also. Are you hearing me? It involves Paul's prayer also. Then my little children, who I travail in bed for. He said, yet. That's how it's rendered in the Greek. He said, yet travail it again. Till Christ be formed in you. You see that? So, Paul went through the same procedure for both their spiritual birth and their spiritual growth. Their spiritual birth and their spiritual growth. And he said it involved prayer. Hallelujah. For their spiritual growth, Paul will pray the same way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why will he pray the same way for the spiritual growth? Why will he pray the same way like that for the spiritual growth? You know, your worship of God is to the degree of your knowledge about Him. I hope you know that. Aha. Glory to God. Glory to God. Your worship of God. So, you know, so that means. I can be a believer and my worship of God is wrong. And then I worship God wrongly. I've seen someone who gives a Christian, a Christian, gave another Christian a knife, a cutlass, and said, stand on top of it and take your bath with this water. And when you take your bath, God, the battlers will fight your battle. You know that the capital of spiritual is wrong. He said, God, the battle axe. The capital of spiritual is wrong. So you know that. No, no, no. Imagine a believer. You understand? He's. Did you see that his worship of God has changed? It's just like Simon, the brother, who was a sorcerer.
You know, I corrected someone because of the review, say, Simon the son. I said, no, Simon the brother, who was the suspect? They were like, wow. You don't know that the guy was a brother. I said, why did your Bible again? He was a brother? Oh, no, was. He is a brother. He's a brother now. You don't know. You know, we have condemned him to say, Simon the suspect. No, Simon, who was the suspect? The brother who was the suspect. But you know, even the fact that he was not born again, he still brought his sorcery mentality. He said, give me this power. He brought money. Do you understand? You know, some people have a thwarted. Some people have a wrong worship to God. They believe you have to give God something to collect. Why? Because of their knowledge about it. What is your seed life like? What is your seed life like? No! Are you hearing me? Now, can you not see the reason why you need to pray for their spiritual growth? Are you understanding me? Because it's very important. Someone in the office yesterday, yesterday morning, I was telling someone something from the scripture. They said something and I was showing them from the scripture, I was quoting scripture. And the lady, she prays more than all of us in the office. You know what I mean? I don't want to call me. She prays more than everybody. She shows us she prays more than everybody. So I give it to her. She prays more than everybody in the office. Then I say, you know, if God of the New Testament was to be God of the Old Testament, I say, yes, ma'am. You didn't see that. So I have to say, God has changed. You know, he said, no, you know, God of the Old Testament was a vengeance God. Her worship of God is flattered. Hope you know that. Can you follow that? Her worship, you know, is affected somehow. So, he said, so that means in her mind, God can change back. Yes, now, for God to change from Old Testament to New Testament. Yes, now, meaning tomorrow he can go back to Old Testament. The Old Testament God. Because her interpretation of scripture is wrong. Now, can you see what you have to play with? With that spiritual growth. Are you following me? Are you following me? That's why it's a serious prayer point. That's why it's a serious prayer point. Pray for the spiritual growth. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Now imagine you meet the people you are following up tomorrow. And you've been teaching them. All of us, and then I see, maybe you see, something that you are looking. And the next day, you will teach you, but you never pray. No, I want to understand what I'm going to do. And then, which example can I give now? Instead of wrapping my head around it. Okay. Now that's what I said. Someone you've been teaching, you have the love of God in you. And I said, you know, sir, you need to be careful in this world. You know, this world. God kept us as children in this world. But yet, he left us with the lions. Which kind of father will give his children with lions? See that, sir? He left his children with lions. And then I rather heard it. You know, he don't care. You look at that person. The next day, if you are praying for that person, won't you pray well? You pray well. What is this? Who is planting this? Right? You pray well. Remember then, could we just join your family? And when we were. You have been around, Abby. You just joined. How many years? Because we went to see someone. We went to the mountain to go and cast a demon. What we got there? Though the person was not, but that place was full of unbelief. When I was going to teach you faith, I thought faith. At the end, when I wanted to pray, man at the time. It's not easy, bro. It's not easy. That's God. God knows that Satan is a liar.
I just start this brother by my side, hey bro, are you gonna pray?
Yes, no, but there was something I can do at that point. So you see, it's important to pray well. And do you know why I must pray for the spiritual growth of believers? Are you hearing me?
Yeah. Glory to God.
So Paul will say, go for that spiritual growth. Look at Colossians 4:12. Paul shows us a brother in Colossians 4:12. Hey brothers, he calls his name Brother Epaphras. Verses 12. He says, Epaphras, who is one of you, a bond servant of Christ, he greets you always. He says, greets you, always laboring fervently for you in prayer, that you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. Did you see that? Amen. He said, laboring in prayer.
Glory to God.
He showed us Epaphras. He showed you that prayer is a labor. It's a labor. Paul called it travail. Jesus was in agony. Amen. Prayer is a labor. Laboring that you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. So I must pray, or this implies that I will pray this way for a man's spiritual birth and for spiritual growth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at Ephesians chapter 3. Look at what Paul says to the church at Ephesus, Ephesians 3. Let's observe Paul. Ephesians 3. Look at verses 14. Ephesians 3:14. He says, and for this reason I bow my knee to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he may grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the width and length and depth and height, and to know the love of God which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What was Paul praying for? Yes. They were praying for their spiritual growth. Hallelujah. For praying for their spiritual growth. He said, I bow my knees to the Father of glory. Hallelujah. To the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Bow my knees. He was physically involved. He had a prayer position. Amen. Look at Acts 12. When they took Peter, that was when the church prayed without ceasing. And I showed us something last week. I said, Paul also pointed our attention to the fact that we'll pray for ministers, also for fellow believers, that they may be preserved, right? For preservation. Right? Did I show us that? Yeah, preservation from wicked and unreasonable men. Glory to God. From wicked and unreasonable men, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18.
Look at that quickly. Ephesians 6:18. Praying always and not prayer supplication in the spirit. Being watchful to the end with perseverance and supplication for all saints and for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mind boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, which I'm an ambassador in chains, that I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Sorry. Okay. Oh, that should be Romans. Romans. Chapter 15, verse 30. Say, now I beg you, brethren, through the Lord Jesus Christ, and through the love of the Spirit, that you strive together with me in prayers for me, and I may be delivered from those in Judea who do not believe, and that my service of Jerusalem may be acceptable of the saints. You understand?
So you pray for pressing forward for preservation.
Hallelujah. I will be delivered. Now, Peter was held up and they prayed for him. The church prayed for him without ceasing. Hallelujah. In Acts 4, which I showed you, they prayed vehemently.
In Acts 4, verse 31. They prayed with vigor.
And that was why Luke now went in and said, the place we did me worship.
Hallelujah.
In Acts 4. And what happened? The word of God grew. So how would you say the word of God grew?
How would you know the word of God grew? Because many people believe it. Right?
Yes. That's how you know the word of God grew. Because many people believed. Many people believed. Hallelujah. So, very important task. I must pray intensely.
Prayer is important in my Christian walk. If you look at that, Luke 22, where we read, verse 42.
When Jesus was speaking, he said, pray that you fall not into temptation. Luke 22, right? Verse 40, he says, pray that you may not enter into temptation.
And you enter not into temptation. So prayer will keep a man from entering into temptation. Prayer will keep a man. God doesn't tempt us. Matthew 6, very simple. You lead us not into temptation. So God doesn't. When a man is tempted, let him not say he's tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted of evil. Right?
Hallelujah.
God cannot be tempted with evil. Neither does he tempt, neither tempt he anyone. So,
very important.
So, temptation has to do with you falling. So, Jesus tells Peter, he said, pray that you enter not into temptation. So prayer will keep me from entering into temptation. Acts 4, 10-31, the way they pray. Hallelujah. When they threaten them, when it looks as if ministry is not making sense, you know what it means. You are threatened. When it looks as if they are dragging you to the mall, dragging your name, they were flocked, they were warned not to preach again. Bible says they went to their company, reported all the matter, and they prayed. Hallelujah.
When they were done praying, what happened?
Bible says they spoke the word of God with boldness. So prayer will keep me fired up. You know, prayer is not a feeling. No, I feel like praying. No, it's not a feeling. Prayer is an instruction. Are you hearing me? So So I don't pray when I'm when I feel like praying. It's an instruction. So don't reduce prayer to your feelings. It's an instruction. Are you hearing me? So you still pray. So prayer is an instruction, an obligation, which is an instruction that you must fulfill. Are you following that? So don't reduce it to your feelings. I feel like prayer. I don't feel like prayer. I just feel like strolling from here to here. So prayer is an instruction. You pray. Let me just say, some strolling is wrong.
No.
Very important.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God.
Glory to God. An instruction. So, how do you carry out instruction? You cannot carry out an instruction without you being involved in instruction, right? Right? You must be involved in that in order to carry it out. Hallelujah. You know what I mean? You cannot carry out an instruction absent minded. No. So, I must be involved in prayer.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. So prayer will keep me fresh up. Will keep me fired up in the will of God. I'm fired up in the will of God.
You know, I know when I'm not praying. And I know what to do. Are you hearing me? I know. I know what to do. Just take up a prayer vigil.
I know what to do.
I know when, guy, I need to fast. And I will fast. And I will pray. I know. Are you hearing me? You know what I told you? I don't know. You know. You know when you are not praying. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Let me tell you, there was a time I woke up 6 a.m. twice.
And I'm not praying. I just knew I was not praying. That's why I was waking up. I was sleeping carefully. I'm serious. There's a certain kind of friends that just opens up to you.
Friends, you know they are not in the will of God.
Be careful. There's a sickness of that guy. You know they pray. And if you watch it, it's not that you're not praying. Amen. Amen. You just know.
You just know. You begin to get sluggish about evangelism. The last time you spoke to somebody concerning the gospel is since the death of Jesus. You know what I mean? Amen. 2,000 years ago. You are ashamed of this.
You know you are not praying. Just see, let me tell you something. Anytime, see, anytime I want to discuss scripture and I discover at any point in my time, any point that there is this fear to talk. I know that, hey, guy, you not pray, go and pray. I will just withdraw and go and pray. I'm serious, I will just go and pray.
You want a joke?
You want a joke? These are the instructions. I may not feel like to pray, but I will pray. It's not my feelings. See, my feelings. See, separate your feelings from prayer. Your feelings has got nothing to do with prayer. Amen. It's not your feelings, so take your feelings away from it. There's some days you feel like to pray, yeah, I don't.
There's some days you don't feel like pray. You still pray.
Whether I feel like or I don't feel like, I just pray. 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 Those are the days when 1 hour look like 10 days. Pray.
Yes, now. Come to my house, I don't have 4 o'clock. For a reason. Prayer.
Pray.
Pray. Prayer has got nothing to do with your feelings. It's got nothing to do with it. Pray. Pray. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Prayer was Jesus' lifestyle.
It was the lifestyle of the apostles. In Acts 3, Luke makes us see that they had a time of prayer. They being the hour of prayer. It was a lifestyle. When to pray. Hallelujah. In Acts 1:14,
that was when they were in their gathering they prayed, right?
Acts 1:14. They prayed. What were they doing?
The first thing that Luke makes us see when Jesus left their side physically was that they were found praying. Acts 1:14. Acts 2:42.
The new guys, the new brethren. The first thing, what we were exposed to, the activity that they were exposed to was not prayer. They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, in the breaking of bread, and in prayer.
Don't say he's a young Christian, he cannot pray for 10 minutes. Cannot pray for 1 hour.
I don't understand. So let's allow him. He just got born again. So he should not come for VG. Bro, if VG was, if
he received salvation in the morning and VG is in the evening, bring him for VG.
Let him pray all night.
Amen. Do you understand? Let him pray. Glory to God. Glory to God. See, the believer cannot function effectively in his believer's walk outside prayer.
Cannot function effectively in your believer's walk outside prayer. A believer cannot.
Axis.
The apostles. Peter said, we'll give ourselves continuously to the ministry of the word and to prayer.
Jesus wanted to choose
those who he will walk with in ministry. He prayed. The apostles, the same thing. They prayed. Bro, there's no power in ministry outside prayer power. There's no strategy in ministry outside prayer power. Anything done outside prayer power in ministry. It's skinny. It's strategy. It's man's wisdom. It's man's effort. And does not glorify God. It might look good. You see, it might look good as in, this is the best approach to take. Right? Yes. But they do something about just, let's just pray about it. Genocide. They just this, that is our attitude. Amen. Amen. We want to make a decision in ministry. This person looks good. Let's just make this person. Let's pray about it. Amen.
about it for hours.
Let us spend time to pray about it.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Before you give the next advice to that brother, to that sister, and yourself, just pray about it sometimes. You know, just leave he or she. Let us pray about it. Glory to God. Glory to God. We're going to take that next move for that next meeting, for that next plan. Pray about it. Pray about it. Pray about it. Glory to God. Glory to God. You know, the Bible says the things that were written afore were written for our what? Learning. That we should do what? We don't know it. May do what? We have hope.
Glory to God.
So maybe we can look back and then we'll learn. Look at Samuel in the house of Jesse. He wanted to appoint a king. You know, the first son looks like a king, looks like Saul. He had the description of a king. He was hasty, was a man of war like Saul. In fact, permit me to say, he was the general, or he was the cast, the NA. Is he NA? How do they call that guy? How do they call that? Chief of Army Staff. He was the head. He looked just like him. He had the description of the king. And you know, Samuel was quick. Ah, this is the Lord. And the Lord quickly told him, he said, what did God tell you?
No, God doesn't look at outward appearance. Hallelujah. You see, sometimes things may look nice on the natural.
As the next move to take. As the next step to take. But you know, them in the world can use that. But you know, we only rely on prayer power. We only rely on prayer ability. Are you following me? We rely on prayer ability. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Amen.
I rely on prayer ability. I rely on prayer ability. There is no rush, oh. There is no rush. Bro, no rush. I rely on prayer ability. You see, at the end, it might still be that thing that, it might still be that thing that I should have not chosen, you know, God's design. But you know, there is just this. They do this about pray about it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Kenny Hagin will say, you know, just when it has to do with the leading of God, you know, it's wise to be slower than God. It's wise, it's just wise to be slower. It's just wise to be slower. Because when you are slower than God, you will not miss God.
You know this God. So you pray about it and follow his leading. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Your step has just been on two. It's not going past two. And you are not employing strategy. No. No strategy power.
Hallelujah. Pray about it.
Pray about it. Are you praying about it? Pray about it. Amen. Amen. You see, if you take away prayer from the believer's life, you don't have the believer's life. Let me put it this way. If you take away prayer from a Christian walk, you don't have a Christian walk. You are carnal. Because all the decisions you will take will come from your head. And you know, it's even when the man who takes decision from his head.
Are you telling me? From what he feels. I feel. Do you understand? Glory to God. So I will pray about it. I will pray about it. Amen. Amen. But yet they didn't just take immediately, just say, I'll pray about it.
It's never been a rush. A child of God, I'll pray about it.
Just learn that, just learn to say it, I'll pray about it.
I'll pray about it. I'll pray about it. I'll pray about it. Amen. Even if they made that decision, no. But I'll pray about it. I will not die if I don't take it now. I'll pray about it. Amen. Amen. There is no power in ministry outside prayer power. Before Jesus took any ministry decision, he prayed about it. Read scriptures. He prayed about it. Glory to God. Glory to God. He prayed about it.
I heard somebody say, never take any decision concerning ministry outside praying first. Outside praying first. Never take any decision concerning ministry outside praying first.
Pray first about it. Pray first about it. Pray first about it. A pastor who doesn't pray is not different from a head teacher. He's not different from a principal. He's not different from an uncle. Not different between uncle and pastor.
Yes, now. There's a difference between uncle and pastor. Teacher, head teacher, and pastor.
And head teacher will just take decisions. Okay, you be the class prefect. You be the doctor prefect. You be the church prefect. You be the minister prefect. Everybody is a prefect in his own accord.
My pastor will not do that. A pastor will lead the flock of Christ. He will see the people as God's flock.
He will lead the flock of Christ by the Holy Ghost. By the Holy Ghost. By the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. And he or she will have prayer.
Must not be a man that does not pray. Look at the description for those who they needed to serve things. You know, ministry is not about just picking people anyhow.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. So prayer is an instruction.
Prayer is the believer's lifestyle. It's an instruction. It's the believer's lifestyle in ministry. The believer's lifestyle in ministry. The believer's lifestyle in ministry. You cannot run ministry outside prayer. You'll be frustrated.
You'll be frustrated. You will. You will. You will. You will, oh, you will. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. So, for the believer,
prayer is a constant. There is no vacation in praying. There is no vacation in praying. There are some people after GPLR or prayer retreat. They say, we've prayed.
They're not. Pastor Wisdom, are we praying tomorrow morning?
Let's just take a break. Let's not play for. Prayer is a constant. There's no break. There's no break. There's no point you will get to that you don't need prayer. That, or that you will say, I don't need to pray again. No. I love this song that they sing in Sunday school. Prayer is the key. Prayer is the key. Prayer is the master key. Jesus started with prayer. I ended with prayer. Prayer is the master key. It is all about praying, though.
Glory to God.
He started with prayer, ended with prayer. He prayed. Glory to God.
We begin to round up. So there's no break in prayer. This is why all through scriptures, there is no place we are told to pause when praying. There's no place we are told pause
when you pray. Just pause. No. We are told to pray continually. There's no place we are told to pause.
Rather, we have instructions to pray. We have instructions to pray. Colossians chapter 4, verse 2. Colossians 4, 2. It says, continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving. Continue earnestly. Earnestly.
Continue earnestly. Proskatiru means to continue non-stop.
Continue non-stop. 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 1 Thessalonians 5:17, an instruction. It's a prayer without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. Everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. Say, do not quench the spirit fire.
Do not quench the spirit fire. Say, do not despise prophesying. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say, pray always.
How often should I pray? Always. How often should I pray? Always.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pray always. Pray always. Pray always. Jesus have the lifestyle of prayer. We are modeling here. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Pray always. When I don't pray always, it shows I'm losing sight of instruction.
When I don't pray always, I'm losing sight of instructions. When I begin to get tired when it comes to prayer, I'm losing sight of instructions. And I must watch it.
Hallelujah. Ephesians 6:18. We're told to pray in the Spirit.
Pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. We're going to talk about praying in the Spirit for a few minutes. A few seconds, rather. A few minutes. Praying in the Spirit. But when I talk about praying in the Spirit, I want to bring your mind to something. Look at the way Jesus prayed. In agony. Glory to God. But there's something for always. He always went out to pray. Because he knows. You know, such kind of prayer. His word will not be slow. His word will be high. How can you know that?
So he will always go out to pray.
There's always a believer must have that in his life. When you go out to pray. He wasn't praying like that when there are people. No. I hope you know that. Glory to God. Because you know you are living amongst people. You have neighbors. Hallelujah. So what I do? We pray. You still pray at all. Glory to God. But you know, you must always have that attitude of going out to pray. That attitude of staying off distractions. You know, you stay off your phone.
Men are distractions.
So he stayed off men. He went out to pray. You know, those times you stay off your phone. Those who you are always online, Twitter, Facebook, everywhere, WhatsApp. You know, you must have times when you just step out.
Your phone is on flight mode.
You are away to pray. You are off everybody. You are praying. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When last have you gone on a prayer run on your own? A prayer vigil, you've taken a prayer vigil on your own.
When last?
Have you switched off your phone for 5 hours, for 6 hours, praying? For 2 hours, 3 hours, praying? Just pray. Just pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just pray. Just pray.
Just pray. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Just pray. praying. You know, as a believer, I must always pray in the Spirit. Praying in the Spirit. And Paul showed us what it means when he said to pray in the Spirit. Right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
In chapter 5, he showed us of Ephesians. He showed you to be full of the Spirit.
The double John 1, when he says that, he'll say, be filled with the Spirit. Why? Be filled. What is the continuity to do? That tells you to pray in the Spirit. What does it mean to pray in the Spirit? Pray in the Spirit. That's what John 14.
It means to speak in tongues. To speak in tongues. To speak with tongues. To speak with tongues.
See, by praying the Spirit, my Spirit prayers. I'm understanding it. What is it? See, if I speak in an unknown tongue, my Spirit, is it my Spirit prayers? See, my understanding of the Spirit. So what is it then? Say, I will pray with the Spirit, that's my understanding also. Say, I will sing with the Spirit,
and my understanding also. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
So to speak in tongues is to pray in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm.
Glory to God. Consciously, just pray in the Spirit. You pray in the Spirit. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. So I'm a man of prayer. Say to yourself, I'm a man of prayer. I yield to instruction. I have the instruction to pray. And I pray. And I pray. Jesus prayed in the agony.
Hallelujah. Jesus prayed in the agony.
Why did he shout it?
You know he shouted. He did.
You know his head went like this too. He did. His hands moved, yes. His legs moved, yes. He shouted, yes.
That is the expression of the emotions of God in prayer.
The emotions of God in prayer. Hallelujah. At that point, you wear that emotion. You wear that emotion. Hallelujah. You wear that emotion. Your mind is in the prayer. You are involved in prayer.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
No, it's important to know this.
You know, in trying to explain this, several people have quoted for they now begin to talk groanings of the Spirit.
No. How do you know? How do you know that situation? You're groaning, you're groaning.
That is not what it was referring to in Romans chapter 8, when you say the Spirit makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered.
That is not what it's referring to.
At that point, you begin to pick up prayer budgets. You know, your eyes will be opened to what the Spirit wants. Have you pray for? What have you prayed for? Pray about.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, at that point, there's enough things to pray for and pray about. You know, your eyes will be opened to see what the Spirit will have you pray about. Pray about. Pray God's hand. Glory to God. And you just pray it out. And just pray it out. And just pray it out.
Hallelujah. Let's be on our feet. Just be on our feet.